This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Without any further ado, help me welcome to the program, Glenn Kessler joins us. There you go. Glenn, of course, is with MediaCurves.com. And Glenn, remind the good folks, what is Media Curves and how they can get involved?
Great. Well, Media Curves is a website that reports information on public perception of media events or issues that everyone's talking about. And we pay people to participate in the studies. They're usually lots of fun, not very deep. They can participate by going on MediaCurves.com, and there's a link that allows you to become a participant, and you're asked questions about lifestyle and politics and so on, and then you can be selected for these studies, and we pay cash on every single one of them. Some of them are for clients, many pharmaceutical products and so on, and most of them are for fun, and we use it to get people to view our site, and the business model is to earn advertising revenue and so on, but we get in the news a lot because we study events right after they happen. So when I was on your show, I was talking about political advertising.
Yep.
And so that's basically it. So you go on and you can view second by second for video how people perceive the president-elect, or any kind of controversial events.
We're talking with Glenn Kessler. It's MediaCurves.com. And, of course, Glenn, people don't need a college degree or anything. If you can do a few clicks and watch some video, you can participate.
Yes, we want to obtain people's perceptions, just regular Americans, how they view any event that people are going to be talking about tomorrow. So we test Super Bowl ads for networks, and it's fun stuff, and it's not a typical market research survey. We do a lot with Larry King. You can watch one of our funniest ones was Paris Hilton right after she was released from jail on Larry King. We wanted to find out how men and women perceived her believability. So you watch an excerpt, and you move your mouse back and forth and indicate whether you believe or disbelieve what the person on the video is saying.
And what did you learn from that study?
Well, people, when she said that she found God and doesn't drink, people didn't believe her. And I'll tell you something. I do this. I present these things in at colleges and universities in the area where I live, which is New Jersey, Pennsylvania area.
Yeah.
And I always show two videos. One, Paris Hilton on Larry King. We had hundreds of people about 1,000 people who evaluated that, and we broke it up by gender. And you're able to see the perceptions of viewers when she said things like she's changed, it was a great experience. You can watch second by second how there's absolute disbelief. And the other one is Jack Kevorkian when he got released from jail, also on Larry King. And we had 1,000 doctors broken out by religion, and we were able to see the differences on how doctors responded to the issue he was speaking to, which was physician-assisted suicide. It was fascinating to see the differences on how people of one profession responded to the issue.
Yeah, and that's what you can find at MediaCurves.com, folks. You can participate, and it's also one fascinating study after another that they do. And let's talk about some of them. It's holiday time, it's Christmas time, and Glenn, y'all did a recent study about Christmas decorations, right?
Yes, we did. It's the second year we did it. And we did it last year because what we were trying to do was see if people, how they felt about people who lived in houses that were simply decorated or were highly decorated. And we, as I said, we ran it last year. And what we did was we took a photo of a very simply decorated house that just had a wreath. And then we took another photo of a house that was really decked out. I like to say that you could see it from the space shuttle. It is just outrageous.
Yeah.
And what we wanted to do was see if people's perceptions of people who lived in houses changed, and whether this year, with the economic crisis that we're facing, do people feel differently about decorating houses? And basically what we found was that there is a difference, that 15% of the people that we studied felt differently about decorations this year, and more of them were less supportive of decorations. than being more supportive. So 15% of people said, when I see decorations, I don't feel the same as I did last year. And of those 15%, more of them were negative on decorations than were positive on decorations.
Interesting.
And it seems that it was, and the reasons were the same for both sides. Because of the economic situation, the lack of employment and so on, some people wanted to see more decorations because it distracted them.
Yeah.
And people who wanted to see fewer decorations felt that it was inappropriate to have decorations this year when so many people were suffering.
Yeah. It's not a very green thing, is it? With and I'm just thinking of the use of power. I was thinking last night, I was driving by a house, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what must they be paying in their power bill to do that?
It's funny you should say that. Now, that's a very good observation, because I was thinking that what I should have done was we should have studied it. Now, if I back step a little bit,
yeah.
This is the methodology we use in the world of market research. It's called a monadic study. Mono, meaning one group of 500 people saw one picture and saw the simply decorated house.
Yeah.
One group saw the elaborately decorated house. They don't see both of them. So we're asking people, you know, who lives in this house? How do you feel about it? They're only seeing one. What I thought afterwards we should have done was taken a fully decked out house that was green, that was basically decorated with non-electronic decorations. And I would like to have seen if people perceived those who lived in that house differently than those who lived in the fully electrically decorated house.
Maybe we'll see a holiday sign in the future that says, you know, all decorations powered by solar panels or something.
Yeah, well, you know, you think about it, though. I've seen sleighs and Santa Clauses in bushes, you know, shaped bushes. And,
yeah.
And there are many things that people do that aren't electric. And if that is something that we see more of next year, we'll probably include that in our study to determine whether if there's still an economic crisis or an energy crisis, whether there's a difference between a fully decorated house that's non-electric, one that's electric, and one that is very modestly decorated. But that's something we did not control for this year, but I think we will next year.
We're talking with Glenn Kessler of MediaCurves.com. Check out the website. Fascinating stuff. Another study y'all did, Glenn, and we'll get to the docs in a minute, but this larger study, a national survey regarding America's views of faith, prayer, and miracles.
Yes. We did the same study 4 years ago, and actually, they're interrelated. We do a lot of work in our company studying doctors' perceptions of issues. Usually they relate to pharmaceutical issues. We test advertisements, print, and broadcast. And so we like to study doctors in ways that are not just commercial, so that so our clients and other people can see that doctors are people too.
Yeah.
And because we wanted to study their views on medical miracles, we basically wanted to see if they differed from the general public in terms of the same issue. And so we did concurrent studies, and we studied that to determine whether there was a difference in the way the general public looked at religion and the issue of miracles and whether there are medical miracles versus physicians. But we broke out the data a little differently because in the world of physicians, we wanted to look at it by religion, and we wanted to see if religion influenced the way doctors treat people, you know, what religion they represent.
Yeah.
We didn't look at that in terms of the general public. And the one difference is that there's a greater percentage of Jewish physicians than there are Jewish people in the general public. And so we were able to break out the three major religion groups that doctors represent, and so, we looked at the general public as one group.
Okay. So tell us what you learned.
Well, basically, and I don't know if it's surprising, but in terms of how the general public views where they are in the spectrum as being liberal or conservative members of their religion, generally, the general public was more likely to be conservative than were physicians. they were very close into how they perceived religion being as a guide to life. And so the numbers were very close. Physicians are similar to the general public in terms of their perceptions related to whether religion is an appropriate guide for life. The importance of prayer, also very, very close. 70% of physicians felt that prayer was important to them in everyday life, whereas 77% of the general public felt that. And there were differences in other areas, though. I pray for individuals or I pray for patients. The general public was much more likely to do that than were physicians. And but I must say, one of the differences between the general public and physicians, again, related to ethnicity and religion, and that's something that we've studied before. I happen to be Jewish, and I found and the differences between doctors and the general public appear to be skewed by the fact that that among physicians there is a much more of a representation of Jewish doctors than there are Jews in the general population. And you could see a difference between Jewish physicians on how they view prayer and religion and how and other religions, and Catholic and especially Protestant. Interestingly, Catholic physicians are more similar to Jewish physicians in many areas, and Protestants, when you compare them to Catholic and Jews, are outliers, which was sort of interesting to me. Not in all areas, but if you were to look at the data, you would see that Catholic doctors and Jewish doctors were closer on many questions than were Protestant doctors.
Interesting. We're talking with Glenn Kessler of MediaCurves.com. Glenn, I thought it was interesting in the study with the doctors how many of them, 7 out of 10 doctors, believe in miracles.
Yes, and that is true. Again, there's a difference by religion, but it's very true, and it was surprising to me. Interesting. Now, of course, it correlates to whether they're literal or liberal members of their faith, and so you see that correlation. Again, I found it very interesting that when we ask the question, are you a literal believer or a liberal member, 20% of Catholic doctors said they were literal, and 22% of Jewish doctors said that they were literal, but 45% of Protestant doctors indicated they were literal.
Wow, that is a big difference.
That is a difference.
It's also interesting that the percentage of doctors who believe that prayer is important really dropped from almost half in the study in 2004 to just under a third in 2008.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's pretty startling.
Yeah.
So there's a whole lot less doctors who believe in prayer, and yet a bunch of them believe in miracles.
Yeah, that's very true. And I don't know why, and these were very large samples. So, you know, when you think a Gallup will study 1,100 people the day before the election to determine how 130 million people
yeah.
will vote,
yeah.
we did 1,134 physicians to...
that's huge.
Which is a large sample.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, there was a difference. Again, something interesting, when we look at, and it depends on how you're predisposed to think that a medical professional would respond to the question, do you believe that miracles have happened in the past? Well, now, miracles in history may change. What was a miracle in the Middle Ages may or may not be a miracle now.
Yeah, good point.
Medical miracle.
Yeah.
But 88% of Roman Catholic physicians believed that miracles happened in the past. 88% of Protestants believed it. And this is a case in which Protestants and Catholics, physicians, responded similarly.
Yeah.
Only 57% of Jewish physicians felt that, and 65% of Muslim physicians. So that was one question in which all Christians, responded similarly. And those responses were similar to the question, do you believe that miracles can occur today, where again Catholics and Protestants were in the mid-80s, and Jewish doctors were in the mid-50s. But still, the majority of all segments or of physicians based on religion believe that miracles happened in the past.
And will happen today. In the future.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff. Glenn Kessler of MediaCurves.com. You can, Glenn, all of this is on the website, right? Folks can go on there and you can crunch these numbers yourself, folks, and look at how it all breaks out. It is really interesting. Glenn, we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks a lot, Clint.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.